Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Emmy with your 9am Zlines. In local news, fibre to the premises technology has recently been installed across multiple outback towns to expand high-speed internet coverage throughout regional Queensland. Christy Sparrow, the co-founder of not-for-profit advocacy group Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia, said an increasing number of private suppliers are entering the market, bringing the fastest internet in the nation to rural areas. University lecturer and business owner Danielle Taylor said improved internet access at Alpha, 1,000 kilometres northwest of Brisbane, made tasks like teaching online classes remotely much easier.
The state government is pushing to reveal the prospect of tiny houses following the ongoing housing crisis in the state. The initiative has been spurred by the petition received by the government in October, with nearly 5,400 signatures supporting the tiny house movement. Acting Premier Stephen Miles said in a response that, quoted, "I have asked both the planning and local government areas of my department to work together to consider the recent innovation in tiny homes and provide advice on any new guidance necessary to better plans for these types of homes."
In national news, thousands of public school teachers rallied in Adelaide CBD Thursday, advocating for better pay and working conditions for the second time in over 2 months. Yesterday's strike came as Australian National Education Union members rejected the state government's third pay offer worth $1.4 billion. AEU South Australian branch president Andrew Goll said this offer was meagre compared to the 8.5% first-year pay rise the union is seeking. More than 170 schools and preschools have closed amidst the strikes, while others have offered modified learning programs.
South Australia Environment Authorities are investigating claims feral pig spots from New South Wales deliberately released on the Limestone Coast. Mike Stevens, the operator manager of the Limestone Coast Landscape Board, said, quoted, "Feral pigs have a significant multi-million dollars impact to the economy, the environment, and pose a significant biosecurity threat as well." Invasive Species Council of Australia Advocacy Manager Jack Hall said that the suspected illegal release were a selfish act which jeopardised South Australia's good position when it comes to feral pigs.
In international news, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has deployed 3,300 army personnel in a nationwide crackdown on illegal mining. The president's spokesperson Vincent Magwenya said Operation Prosper will partner the National Defence Force with police in an intensified anti-criminality operation across all provinces. Illegal mines pose safety risks, with rudimentary tunnels being susceptible to collapse in the absence of safety measures. The Minerals Council of South Africa says illegal mining costs the economy billions annually and damages the country's investment appeal.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
This Oz Music T-shirt day in November, so